Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners on today. Glory to God. You know someone that need a word from the Lord? Go ahead and text them real quick and let them know that it's going down on Prophetic Corner Ministries on today. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead with our announcement. Amen. I want to encourage you to listen to the shows and because there's always an awesome word from the Lord on these shows. You know, sometimes you say you need a word, just one word from you, Lord, just one word that will see me through, Lord. I just need a word. So if you come and listen to the shows, then you will get that word that you need. All words are important that comes from the Lord. Amen. But you might just need that one to help you to get over the hump. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have, I call them the Power Impact Team. That's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. That's every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up, go on Facebook, and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can inbox them on Facebook. Men, we're calling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are calling you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on in. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what you may need, and they'll get back with you. Just leave, you know, information on how they can contact you, make sure, and they will get in touch with you. You don't want to get left behind in this season. We're in a season where you don't want God to do it without you. I know I don't. So I know you don't want him to do it without you. Amen. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. She gave a great word on yesterday. She always come with the fire of God on her. Good God Almighty. She prayed her house down. So I encourage you to listen. The shows are pre-recorded where you can go back and listen. But it's nothing like getting it right off the press. That's why I like mine, right off the press. You know, I know someone always tell me, you know, when I get ready to go to the donut shop, I like to see the hot light on. That's what I'm talking about. You want to get it right from the hot light. Glory to God. So come on in and hear what the Lord is saying. Elder gives an awesome word each and every time. So come on and listen to the word of God as it is spoken. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Amen. And the next, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to come on in and hear the word of the Lord. Now, I just gave you a long list of those that will be bringing forth the word. You'll get something on Tuesday. And then Saturday, amen, first it's Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. Then it's Faith Come By Hearing Elder on Saturday. And then it's Prophetic Corner, amen, on Sunday. And also Minister Elaine on Sunday, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. So I encourage you to come on and hear the word of the Lord. And I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased Minister Elaine's book, I want you to go over and get it. It's still for sale. Amen. You know, a lot of people like giving, they like giving Easter gifts. Amen. You can get however how many you want. The door is open. Glory to God. You can go in there and buy ever how many you want. There's no limit, I'm sure. Glory to God. And you can give them to your friends. Amen. Glory to God. And they can read it. It's a good read. It's an awesome read. So I want you to go over and purchase it. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you, if you will receive many, many, many perks. So what I'm asking you for only is only $25 or more. Come on and join the ministry and be a giver. You know, it's something we can go and we can spend, amen, $25 on food. I know we got to eat. Yes, we do. But some of the stuff we buy, we probably don't need. But you know what? You can't pay enough for the word of God. But you can help to further help the ministry to go further, amen, glory to God, so it can reach more people, amen. So come on in and give. Give like you want to live, amen. I heard that. You know, some just give, you know, well, I'm going to give this and I'm going to stop. No, give like you want to live. If you just want to continue to live off the little bit, amen, the $2.50, then that's what you keep living off of. Glory to God. But if you want to live, amen, the abundance of life, amen, the abundance of, amen, financial increase, then that's the way you need to give. You need to come out of your pockets. I know they come out, well, we're in a pandemic. I heard that. Hallelujah. I heard that in the spirit. But listen, hallelujah. God, he don't have any limits. You saying you're putting the limits on God. God ain't got no limits. Amen. He said the sky's the limit. You can get whatever. You can have whatever you say. When you stand praying, if you believe that he will do it. When you sow, if you believe that he will grow it. Oh, glory to God. I know that was a mouthful for some. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But give like you want to live. If you just want to continue to live off the $5, maybe the $20, maybe the $2, glory to God, then that's what you do. But if you want more and say, Lord, I'm going to branch out and give you more. I know what it looked like on paper, but I know what you said in your word. And I'm going to believe your word other than this paper. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and join in and give to the ministries. I'm not going to say if they have been. No, I know these ministries have been a blessing because people have came and they have gotten healed and delivered. And, you know, some have gotten called back whenever they wanted. They called in and they said, well, we'll call you back. You know, come on now. Glory to God. And I know they call you back because I have called some people back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm telling you to come on in and get in. Because God, there's no limit on God. No limit in what God can do. You know, years ago, I'm like, okay, I didn't understand. They be saying, you know, so many things, you know, they used to say. But once you start reading that word and digging down in the word of God, then you'll understand it. And I always used to hear, well, you'll understand it better by and by. And they used to sing this song, too. I'm like, okay. And guess what? Now I understand it better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I say, give like you want to live. Come outside of yourself. We're asking for $25, but if you want to give more, by all means, do it. Hallelujah. Don't set no limits. Believe God for the most. I told someone that, you know, this is not part of it, but amen, glory to God. We're going to believe God and we're going to continue on. I told someone, I said, you know what? You're believing too little. You need to believe him for the most. That's what you do. Always believe him for the most. Glory to God. You know, sometimes, well, you know what, Lord? I'm believing you for this $100. I need to pay this bill. No, I'm going to believe you for even the more. So when you even supersede more than I need, then guess what? I'll sow off the extra that you give me. Glory to God. You see, some don't believe in their giving. That's why things haven't happened for you like they should be happening. You know, you give it, but are you giving it pure at heart? But when you give it, you got to believe, say, Lord, I'm giving this and I'm believing you, Lord God, that you're going to increase it even the more, Lord. So, God, I'm giving it by faith and believing that whatever I need and whatever comes up, amen, go ahead and store it up before it get here. Hallelujah, that you're going to take care of my needs because it says my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And guess what? He will give it to you. You may not get it back like you want it, but he's going to take care of your bit. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Amen. I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this glorious day that you have spared our lives, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord, as humble as little children, Lord God. Sitting at the throne, Lord God. Oh, my God. Sitting at your feet to hear the word of God on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know you're everywhere and you're in all things that we need you to be, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, Lord, that you have spared our lives. And, Lord God, we know, Lord, that everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord, God. Those that are called according to your purpose. Father God, we look to the hill for which come our help. And all of our help comes from you, Lord God. Not some, but all. We know, Lord God, you know all things and you see all things. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, if there's any sick, Lord God, on this line, we say heal them right now everywhere they hurt, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if you can make old death get back and behave, you can heal the body in which you created, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just said thank you, Lord God, for healing the body in which you created, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you can make the blind see, Lord God. You can make deaf ears come open, Lord God. You can make the lame walk, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for the elderly on today, Lord God. We ask you, God, to give them the strength, Lord God. We ask you, God, to send somebody by, Lord, in every state, in every county, to check on them and see how they're doing, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, to continue your word, Lord, all across the nation, and let those have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them grab hope to hope and not fear, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you haven't given us the spirit of fear. You give us love and sound mind and peace, Lord God, as we read the word of God and meditate on it and hold on to the very word of God and not let go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're in control, Lord. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you'll do just what you said you'll do, Lord God. You said every word is yea and amen, Lord. If it's in the Bible and we see it, then we can have it, Lord. Lord, you said when we stand praying, we can have whatsoever we say. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. Hallelujah. There's. I'm just going to say it like I see it. There's something coming your way. Let me tell you something. It was nothing but junk. That's all it was. God don't give you no junk. Hallelujah. You know, let me explain what I'm saying. You know how some people will come and give you stuff, amen, that they don't want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They say, well, you know what? I'm going to give you this. And then you look at it, and it's nothing but junk. There was some junk that came in your life. Guess what God did? He moved it out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be sad because God moved the junk. Hallelujah. Now he's going to give you his best. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. He'll get rid of the junk that comes, hallelujah, that tries to destroy your character, that tries to destroy you, that tries to destroy your mind and think you gave up something, amen, glory to God, that was precious. It was junk. So he moved it out of the way. So now he's going to give you his best. Because that's the God that we serve, hallelujah. The best that comes, hallelujah. Oh, my God, it won't be tainted. Oh, my God. You will know who Jesus is, glory to God. And he'll treat you just like he needs to treat you. Hallelujah. So God, he got rid of the junk. Hallelujah. There's no other way to put it, hallelujah. He got rid of the junk. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get in the word of God. On today, I'm going to be reading from chapter 2, amen, of 2 Kings, chapter 2, and totally committed. You know, sometimes, you know, people walk into a ministry, they say, you know what, I am committed. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do, and I'm going to stay with y'all, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and, you know, I'm with you. But because things don't happen the way you think they should happen, you know. Hallelujah. What happened to that commitment that you made? You know, sometimes people walk away and they be like, okay, it didn't happen, okay? They didn't set me up on a pedestal, or they didn't give me this and they didn't give me that. And okay, well, and I said, well, if you feel like God is leading you to leave, then that's what you do. You leave. But sometimes God don't tell you to leave. Hallelujah. He tell you to hang in there. Hallelujah. Just like in the, what I'm going to read now about Elijah and Elijah. He didn't leave. He hung in there because he saw something in the man of God, and as he was teaching him and he was taking him from, he was going from place to place, and God was leading and guiding him, and he knew, hallelujah, God, and he was doing miracles. Let's read the word of God. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. Glory to God. He was going to hang around for a while, but it was going to be time when God's going to take him up, because everything that he was doing and all the miracles that he had did, and his time was up. He was finished. It was time to go up. Hallelujah. He was going to ascend on high in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's go on. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See right here, you know, he gave him a chance. But what he was doing, he was testing his commitment to see if he was going to hang around. Isn't it something how you go in a ministry and because things don't happen for you like you think this should happen? Well, I should be further along. Hallelujah. But understand, you know, there are some, you came with some baggage, okay? So, you know, the Lord got to get all that, got to get people to pray it out, you and all them, amen, them demons, no other way to say it, amen, and all that, you know, that belief that you had back then during the day and all them complacency spirits and all these have my way spirits and all these gossiping spirits and all these tearing down other people's spirits and all this, I do things like I want to do them and all this cheating spirits and all. Hey, glory to God. He had to get all that out in order to impart in you the true and the living God. And in order to impart the gift that was in you for them to come up and not all that stuff. Let's move on. But he hung with it. He said, uh-uh. He said, I'm going to stay right here, because he saw a true man of God. When you see a true man and woman of God, you better hang around for a while. If the Lord ain't leading you to leave, ain't leading you to leave, then guess what you got to do? You need to tough it out. Because guess what? Down here, amen, things will get hard. They'll get so hard, amen, it'll make you want to walk away. Yes, it will. But understand, you don't want to walk out and miss out on what God is trying to do in your life. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye peace. See, he was telling them, yeah, I know it. See, the sons of the prophet, amen, they were telling him that, you know, God was going to take the man of God away. But guess what? He had already told him also that he was going to take him away, but he didn't want to hear it because he liked going around with him and listening and watching and hearing him talk about the Lord and hear it and seeing him doing miracles and all this. And he went with him, you know, he traveled with him as he was doing it. He didn't try to get in front before it was time, because guess what? Your time will come. But you just hang on and hang where you are and wait on God. That's so many times what happens. We get outside, oh my God, of God's will instead of waiting. We got to learn how to wait, you know. Let's move on to verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here. I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. You see, that was two times. And he wanted to make sure he was testing his commitment. You know, sometimes your commitment will be tested. Hallelujah. You know, like, okay, Lord sent me here, but then all of a sudden when things don't happen like you want them to happen, well, Lord, okay, it's time for me to go. I thought I'd have me a pulpit ministry by then. You know, it's time to go. I thought I'd be further along by now. You know, it's time for me to go. You know, you're telling God it's time for you to go, but he's telling you to wait, hold up, just a little while longer. You see, he tested him twice. One time at Bethel, and then the other time at Jericho. I want y'all to remember that. That was two times Elijah tested his commitment. Let's move on to verse 5. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. He was telling them he knew it. He already knew it. He knew it because he told him, you know. But he didn't, you know, he didn't, come on now. I mean, he liked it, and he liked hanging around him. He liked seeing him do the miracles and him talking to him and telling him about the Lord and how what the Lord has done for him and how God is going to use you and all those different things. He didn't want him to leave. Hallelujah. He didn't want him to leave. Let's move on to verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to joy. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as the soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. See, right here, he tested him again. He said, no, I'm not leaving. He was fully committed. Amen. Can you get totally committed to one ministry and stop hopping around? My goodness, it's so much hopping going on now. You know, they hopping here. Well, you know, they're hopping there. And, you know, they don't use me over here and they don't use me over there. I understand sometimes God will pull you out of place if you're not being used. I understand that. But just make sure it's God, you know, so you can move on in the right way. Don't just go ahead and just stop going. You know, some people, when they start going on a place, and they just stop going. No, you go and leave the right way. So you know what? Well, I prayed about it, and the Lord was telling me it's time for me to go. You know, and that's what you do. And then let them dismiss you. Glory to God. Don't just run off, amen, and go and start your own ministry, because it will not prosper you nothing. You go off and you leave the wrong way. You know, we're in a season now where nobody wants to wait. Everybody wants to microwave. Let's get it, amen, turn it on, amen, cook it a minute, and it's ready, it's done. But it takes longer than that. I know today I was looking at a couple of things. I said, Lord, you know, here I am now. I'm at this age. I ain't going to tell you my age, okay? That ain't happening. I said, Lord, here I am now. I'm at this age. Yes, I hear my siblings. Yes, glory to God. I said, Lord, here I am now at this age, Lord. I said, so, Lord, what do you want me to do now? I know it's time to do something else. No, it's not time to leave the ministry because I have a good covering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes things will get, you know, hard for you in other ministries, but listen, don't walk out. Amen. Even though they get hard, you hang on in there. It's going to get better. It'll get better, like they say, by and by. Hallelujah. Just seek God first. I said, so, Lord, what do you want me to do now in this season? Because he's always going to do what? He's going to tell the head first. Amen. So whenever you go to him, then guess what? They're going to say, yes, the Lord told me this is what you're supposed to do. That's the way it happens. So don't get all out, amen, and going all off in third field out there and you get stuck in a rut. Then you want somebody to always come and pray out. And pray up and pray in. Glory to God. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Let's go on to verse 7. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood to Jordan. Ah, you know what they want? They stood there for. They wanted to see it because they knew that God said he was going to do it. So guess what? They wanted to see it too also. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided tether, hither and tether, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. You see, he didn't ask for another car. He didn't ask to build him a bigger house. He didn't ask for a bigger barn. He didn't ask for none of that. He wanted his spirit. He wanted more of his spirit so he can do even the more miracles. That's what he wanted. You know, sometimes what you ask him for is not really what you need. Hallelujah. You know, you can ask for more money. Well, You're spending all your check. Let's just say amen, glory to God. You're spending all your check shopping. How about that? Glory to God. You're going shopping and you're spending all your check. And then you're asking God for more money. You're asking God, well, Lord, I need you to help me pay off my house. Lord, I need you to help me pay off my car. Lord, I need you to help me pay off this bill. Lord, I need you to help me pay these. I'm working on them, but then you're going and spending all everything that you got, but then you're asking them for more money. Now, Lord, help me to take control of this money more better. Help me, Lord God, to sow more, Lord. Help me, Lord God, to be a better steward over what you've given me. See, sometimes what you're praying for ain't what you need. Help me, Lord God, with this compulsive buying habit I got. Lord, I need you to help me. What you're asking for sometimes, it ain't really what you need. You're asking for something that you don't need. Because you know what? Just think about it. The money that you're going and you're spending and you're compulsively buying and shopping and doing all that. I'm just using shopping. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm using shopping, okay? Hey, man, I could use some other things, but, you know, shopping is kind of cute. Hallelujah. So you got to ask him. Say, Lord, help me. Because this money, all I'm doing is going over here spending all this, then I could just stop. And go, and I could give more to the ministry, and I could pay the bills off that I have, and I can do this if I sit down and you show me how to do the calculation. Tell me don't buy nothing for the next 6 months. You think that'll work? Hallelujah. Some it might work for. Some it won't work for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you see, you're asking them for stuff that you don't need. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. He said, but nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. He said, if you can see me when I ascend up on high, glory to God, then it shall be so. But what he was telling them, nevertheless, he asked a hard thing. But you know, the thing about it was, the power is for God to give. Amen. The ministry is for God to give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, you ask the hard thing, but it's for God to give. He was saying, you know, he can pray and ask the Lord to give it. Yes, he can do that. But it's for him to get it to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you see me, then you'll get it. But if you don't see me, then you won't get it. So if you're under ministry, glory to God, and then you said that they pass, God will pass the anointing on. He'll pass, amen, the gift on to you. If that person ain't using them right and ain't doing right with it, glory to God. You know, just think about it. Hallelujah. He stripped some people in the Bible, hallelujah, from that, you know, and gave it to someone else because they weren't doing right. Hallelujah. So he will do that. Glory to God. So nevertheless, if you can see me when I ascend up on high, glory to God. He said he won't translate it up. He's not going to see death. In other words, he's not going to the grave. Hallelujah. He's going straight up and ascend up on high in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you, it will be so. You will have it. So let's read on verse 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. And parted them both. Asunder and Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. The fire, amen, glory to God. So I'm saying it was from the lightning eye of a glory to God. But he ascended up on high. And Elijah saw it. Okay. And cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. See, he was kind of sad, but guess what? He told him if he see it, then it would be passed on. So he did see it, and guess what? He passed it on. Glory to God. And if you stay where you are and hold on to what you got, God will impart in you what you need. I know someone told me, amen, that they had heard something, you know, glory to God, and they had been asking God to, you know, Lord, I want you to speak to me, and I don't know your voice, and I want to hear your voice. And so finally, he spoke a word to them, and they gave the word to me, glory to God. So I'm like, okay, you know, I said, okay, Lord, okay, I hear you. He said, listen, he told me this, and I had to go back and, you know, ask for some correction. I had to go back and correct the thing. Okay, so he said, listen, this person been asking me to speak to him. So don't tell them. I got to correct you. Come on now. You know, he correct those in whom he love, right? So I wanted to continue on. He said, don't do that, because they asked me, amen, to let me hear, let them hear my voice. So now they're hearing my voice. He said, so this is what you do. Go and tell them. They can come and tell you that whatever they have for you. I said, okay, I'll do that. Hallelujah. He said, the reason I did this, because I know you can take that. He said, some people can't take, amen, take it from others. But listen, you know what to do. Go and tell them it's okay. So if they got a word for you, then you need to receive it. And I know this person is really, really true. They ain't going to be lying now. I'm going to tell you like it is. They ain't. So they came and gave me the word, and I explained to them, and I said, okay, if you have any others, just bring them on to me, because the Lord had already corrected me, so I had to go and correct it. Glory to God. So he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. So you see, he did get that. He got it because he saw it, because a chariot of fire came and separated them. Hallelujah. But he saw it when he went up on high. Now, can you sit down till God takes you up on high to your leaders? You see, right here, he didn't try to get over Elijah. He stayed there. He stayed there until time came for God to come and call him home. Glory to God. So he can all he could while he could. He was learning under it. He served him. Hallelujah. You know, so many times now people don't want to be a servant. They think it's just, I mean, come on. It doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. You don't. Well, they need to go and get this themselves. I remember, you know, one time there was, hey, man, this person that came, he was an apostle. He came and, you know, he asked for a certain thing to drink. Well, you know, I know some people don't like water, you know, and that's okay. Some just do better with juice. It's just whatever suits them. That's fine. And then somebody made a comment to me. They said, well, they done got so high class today. No, that wasn't it. Hallelujah. It's just a certain thing. Some people just don't drink. And some people just can do better after they done preach with certain things that wet their throat better. It's okay. I'm like, it's okay. It ain't no problem. You know, you wasn't buying it anyway. So what's the difference? You don't eat kind of church like that. You just come every now and then. You just a drop in when you want something. So what the problem? Okay? It didn't matter. I didn't care. Amen. I was an usher. I served him. I didn't care because that's what I was supposed to do. Anything that he wanted, I was supposed to serve him. And that's what I was there for, to be a servant. Glory to God. Isn't it something how people can talk against other people? Hallelujah. You got to be careful what you put in your mouth on now. Let's go on. Let's move on to verse 15. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Verse 16. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let us go who pray thee and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord that hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, yea, ye shall not sin. He said, I'm not going to sin, y'all. I saw him when he went up. Glory to God. And they were standing there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now, don't you know he saw him when he went up? He said, no, I'm not sending y'all to look for him. Come on, maybe he cast him and put him on some mountain. Oh, come on. Glory to God. But no, he went up on high into heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not sinning, y'all. I saw it with my own eyes. And he told me. See, he believed it. Hallelujah. That God was going to take him because he had told him that he was going to take it. So why are you going to go look for him? But they wanted to go anyway. Let's read this right here. And when they urged him, till he was ashamed, he said, send they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. See, they could have saved all that. He said, I told y'all not to go. And when they came again to him, he tarried at Jericho. He said unto them, didn't I say unto you, go not? He told them, didn't I tell y'all not to go? Because I know he's ascended up on high. Because he told me that he was going to get him and take it. Hallelujah. It was time. So it was time for Elijah's ministry to begin. Hallelujah. You know, Elijah had done, went and did everything he could do, and it was just his time. You know, God's timing means our timing. Hallelujah. But our timing is not God's timing. Glory to God. We may want it right then, but guess what? He said, not now. He said, wait. Hallelujah. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, and my Lord see it. But the water is naught, and the ground is barren. He was saying the water, something's in the water, hallelujah, and the grounds are barren. The crops ain't growing, ain't nothing growing, hallelujah. And he said, ain't nothing growing, and the women that were coming to drink the water, it was something in there. If they were pregnant, then they would lose their children. If the cows or the sheep or the goats were pregnant, they would drink the water. Then they would miscarry their children. Hallelujah. And all that, they was telling them, is something in the water. You know, hallelujah. Sometimes you drink some water, you say, this water's nasty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there are some that is. Hallelujah. And that water was, he said, something in this water just ain't clean. Hallelujah. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. See, he was saying, bring him a new thing of salt that had never been used. You know, God wants to make you new. So guess what? He has to get you out of the old way of thinking. And then he has to put, amen, something new in you. You know, so many times you all thought, well, Lord, I can't ask. You remember when they used to say, well, you don't need to question God. Hallelujah. You don't need to ask no questions. Hallelujah. So see, he had to get that out of you so you can ask questions so you'll know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. So what he told him, bring me some salt that had never been opened. Bring me some that had never been used. Bring me a new thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he went forth into the springs of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. He was saying that he spoke the word of God, that everything, amen, was going to start to grow. They wouldn't lose their children. The cows and the goats and the sheep wouldn't miscarry their lambs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake. And he went up from thence into Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. See, they were talking about him and they were mocking him just because he didn't have no hair, you know, come on. Okay, glory to God. And then they heard that Elijah had went up, ascended up on high. And they were saying, are you going to go up too? Hallelujah. You see, be careful how you talk about people and be careful what you say to them that you meet. He said, be careful because some have entertained angels. Well, understand what he's saying. Hallelujah. Even those that you think are anointed, he said, don't touch them. They'll make somebody come and you may not even know. Hey, no, I'm from Adam House Cat, as you know, the elders say. But don't talk about them. Hallelujah. You just listen and the God will give you that discerning of the spirit and to know if they're right or if they're wrong. And then you just go on about your business and let God deal with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful because sometimes you'll call people out and they be a true man and woman of God. Hallelujah. And then therefore you just mess yourself up. You don't put a curse on yourself. Glory to God. And guess what? They were just talking about him and talking about your bald head and calling him bald head and calling him names and walking in behind him. Can you imagine? I can imagine he just didn't stand there and listen at him calling him these names. He had walked away, but they went behind him and just calling him all kinds of names. Glory to God. You bald head, you bald head, you're going up. Glory to God. Let's see what happened in verse 24. And he turned back. See? And he turned back and looked at them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tare 40 and two. children of them. In other words, they'll come to she bears. Amen. To see their best came out and tore them up because they was calling him names. And see, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So be careful when you do that. Amen. And he went forth to Mount Carmel. And from this, he returned to Samaria. So you see, he was committed. He was totally committed to the cause. He was committed to staying with it. Now, okay, let's look back just a little bit. He went to Bethel. He went to Jericho. He went to Jordan. And he asked him, said, are you sure? He said, go back. You know, stay here. Go back. But he knew, amen, that there was something in the man of God that he wanted. He wanted to continue on to get what he had. Glory to God. And he didn't ask for bigger barns and bigger houses, like I said, and cars and all that. He didn't ask for a big old lake. He didn't ask for none of that. There's nothing wrong with that stuff, but just don't let that stuff have you. Amen. There's nothing wrong with you wearing the finer clothes in life. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with you looking good. Hallelujah. He wants you looking good and by all means smell good, okay? Glory to God. If you want to wear your whatever you wear, amen. That's Chanel, wear it, hallelujah. It's okay, but just don't let that stuff have you. He wanted a double portion of his spirit so he can go through healing. Now, just think about it. That water was contaminated. If he hadn't got what he got from Elijah, amen, glory to God, if he hadn't saw it when he went up on high, he wouldn't have been able to heal those waters. See, several things happened in this scripture. And you got to also remember, hallelujah, it's not about, amen, me, but it's about the word of God is for you to feed the people of God. The word of God is to get people healed and get them set free and get them delivered. That's what the gift is for. The gift is not for me. It's to use, amen, for the people of God. Now, he's already pulled me out, hallelujah. So he wants me to reach back and pull somebody else out. Because it's time for you to come out of that place that you've been in so long, glory to God. Because he wants to heal your waters. Your waters is sin, and that's what he want to heal. He's been throwing, amen, and giving you scriptures and sending people at you, glory to God. But you hadn't backed up yet. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Lord God. And you haven't did what you're supposed to do yet. Hallelujah. But you call yourself, amen, a man and a woman of God. But you're moving in the wrong direction. He wants to heal your waters. This is the last call. Hallelujah. You know, when y'all was in the club, y'all said, you know, they get ready to shut it down. It's the last call of alcohol. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Glory to God. You know, this is the last call. Hallelujah. The blood will be on your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to call you out of that place and put you in that righteous position so you'll make sure that you know where you're going when you leave here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people second guess. Oh, my God, my God. They second guess it. Well, yeah, I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm a child of the Most High God. But guess what? You're doing everything you're big enough to do. Hallelujah. You know, well, we all fall short. Amen. Glory to God of the glory of God. Yes, we fall short. But if you know that thing is wrong and you know it's sin, then guess what? You should not do it. Because that man to know to do right and don't do it to that man is sin, glory to God. So it is the last call, amen, glory to God. The next call is no telling what's going to happen. So make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. Make sure you're living a righteous lifestyle. Stay where you can get the word of God. Listen to what he's saying, huh? Because we live it in the last and evil day. Glory to God. And you want to make sure that you know that you know that you know that where you're going to spend eternal life. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody stray you to do wrong. Hallelujah. You know, let me just help you out. Sometimes, you know, people can have a mindset where, you know, you think you're more spiritual and then this other person is weak and you prey on their weakness. Well, you're not leading them in the right direction, but you're leading them in the wrong direction. But that's just not the way it's supposed to be. If you are more, amen, connected with the Lord thy God, then that's what you got to reach and pull that person up. But instead, you're pulling them in the wrong direction. And you know their blood is going to be on your hand. That stain is going to be on your hand because you did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I know whoever you are on this line listening on today. Hallelujah. So take heed to the word. Amen on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He was an awesome, awesome, mighty man of God. Amen. He walked around and he heard the word of God and he received it. He stayed there. He was committed. Now I want you to get fully committed to the word of God on today. Read it daily and meditate on it daily. You know, some people are just nonchalant. You know, I ain't reading. You know, I ain't doing that. But he will speak to you. I'm a living witness. You know, God has started to bring this person up. And he's starting to speak to them, and it's just awesome to them. And I'm glad because they've been praying for it, and he will honor that. He said, when you seek the things of the Lord, and, you know, he said, knock and the door shall be open, seek and ye shall find. So when you're doing that and that's what you want, then he will honor that. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody that needs prayer, you can press the 1, amen, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today, Lord God. We saturate in your word, Lord God, in the spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we hold on to this word, Lord God, and we'll watch it come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let us have a clear mind, Lord, a clear conscience, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, let no one be tainted, Lord God, by other people. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the word shall go forth, Lord God, and it went forth on dry ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. So there was no, Lord God, thing that came and tried to sweep it away. The word of God shall stand the test of time in their life. It shall bring fruit in their life in this season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, those that need a healing in their mind, Lord God. Heal them on this day, Lord, because you said you can do it suddenly. Oh, my God. You can do miraculously healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your delivery knows, Lord, their own drugs, Lord God. Ah, my God, my God. Lord, your delivery knows off the streets, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And you're making believers out of those who did not believe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory, oh God. We lift your name up on high. We give you the highest hallelujah praise. Because if it had not been for you, Lord God, we couldn't be here doing what we do on today. In the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever they may need, Lord God. Whether it's financial, Lord God. Or whether it's they just need, Lord God, insight on what to do and how to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you give it to them, Lord God. Show them what to do. Show them how to do it, Lord God. Show them how to divide their money rightfully, Lord God. Show them how to spend their money like they should be spending it. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. And I give you the glory, oh God, and I give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. But we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. Glory to God. He's never late. He's always right on time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. We thank God. Amen. Because he's always where he needs to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on. Amen. And I want you to remember. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine will be coming up next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You're going to have a 30-minute break, and then Minister Elaine is coming up with a word from the Lord. I want you to listen for the word of the Lord. Amen. An awesome word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God don't, he's not a God that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he has to repent. So I want to make sure, amen, I have her phone number, amen, here to the, so you can listen in. I'm going to give it to you. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get a pencil and write it down so you'll have it. I know some say, well, I don't have a number. Well, I'm going to help you. Amen. So you can listen to the word of God as it comes forth out of a mouth on today. Hallelujah. It's 1-347-945-5041. And listen to the word of God that comes forth on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to lead a show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I said, repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Father God, I repent of every thought that I've had that was unclean. I repent, Lord God, of everything that I've done that wasn't like you, Lord God. And I have sinned and fell short. Lord, I repent. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hold on to the word. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, man's hands change, but God won't change. If he said, come ye, all ye, he wants you to come as little children. Hallelujah. Just come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't going to change, but that man's hand will change. Hallelujah. They'll tell you, well, come on and go with me. Then next thing you know, they'll call, well, hold up. You know what? You don't have to. Don't worry about it. Okay, I'm not going. And then the next thing you know, you see them out on the highway. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, he don't change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So stay close to the Lord thy God in these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let no one stray you in the wrong direction. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an end of the day. Amen.